Zek says there were no reports of violence in Wedza North, where the ruling ZANU-PF is facing off with some smaller opposition parties. Few people are said to have gone to the polling stations in the morning, with most of them casting their votes during the day. But in Urunge West, where Vice President Phelekezela Mpoko was visiting today, it was a different tale. Members of the opposition MDC and those backing independent candidate Themba Moliswa say state security agents were on the rampage, targeting them and forcing some schools and shopping centers to temporarily shut down. MDC spokesman for Mashonaland West, Wilson Makanyaire, says his party members were beaten up today.
The vice president of the country, Ms. Kimboko, for ZANU-PF, went to Sengwe today. As usual, they usually force and victimize people to attend the ZANU-PF rally. They force the closure of some business centers at Sengwe County, which people refuse to take. And when they attended the rally, they chanted the slogan, "Down with Morgan Tsvangirai," and people refused. They went on to ask, "But why are you bothering? Tsvangirai is not here, he's not contesting, and it is only you contesting." Then they will not beat them.
The Zimbabwe Peace Project director, Justina Mukoko, says their members are confirming these incidents.
The situation in Urunge West is concerning for most of us, in the sense that there's a lot of fear being instilled in the electorate, and there is a lot of harassment and intimidation that is also taking place. And I think it is also quite worrisome for traditional leaders to be used to commandeer people to meeting.
Efforts to get a comment from Poco or ZANU-PF spokesman Simon Kayamoyo were unsuccessful, as they did not answer their mobile phones. But ZANU-PF Politburo member Munyaradzi Paul Mangwana dismissed the allegations.
That is not true. There is no violence whatsoever. We need to check with the police whether there have been any reports. Our youth are campaigning peacefully. Only that we have structures which go down to the ground, and if you don't find the ground penetrable, you know, I'll need violence.
The director of the Election Resource Center, Tawanda Chimini, says all candidates who are alleged to be perpetrating violence must be disqualified.
We seem to be getting into this culture of just noting incidences of malpractice and just talking about them, but without following through what should be provided for in terms of a functional electoral democracy. So wherever electoral malpractice is noted and is evident, the candidates and political parties that are perpetrating that malpractice must be disqualified. So this is what we're calling for.
Chairman Elasto Mugwadi of the newly established National Rights Institution, the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission, confirmed to Studio 7 that he has dispatched a team to probe the alleged violence in Urunge West.
No, our people are still on the ground. We still haven't received the comprehensive report which we were expecting anytime between now and the next Wednesday.
Mugwadi, however, says the human rights groups that are complaining about the alleged violence have not appealed directly to his office. Some human rights groups have also called upon ZEC to postpone the Urunge by-election, alleging that the situation is not conducive for the holding of a free and fair election. Efforts to get a comment from ZEC chairperson Justice Rita Makarao were futile, as her phone went unanswered. But those monitoring elections and Muliskwa confirm they've asked her to probe the escalating tensions in Urunge West. Reporting for Studio 7, this is Blessing Zulu in Washington, D.C.